You're listening to a Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up for ABC Blind's Stay In Style Up Sale on Now.
He's a West Coast superstar, and he's our man inside the Eagles. It's Tim Kelly with Claresy, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
For budget car and truck rental, better book with budget.
8-2 in the second half, a comprehensive win over the Blues on the weekend. Tim Kelly, how are you, champ?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good to see your faces.
Good to see yours, buddy.
You too, Tim. Now, Tim, look, we've been following your world. We know you moved to Perth. You got a house. You got stuck into the garden. We know you tried to grow a sustainable garden, blueberry trees, mango tree, and the orange tree. But your partner, Caitlin, has revealed everything's dying in the yard.
The orange tree is the survivor, Tariq. Not if you keep pulling things off it, though. Don't pull it off. No, Ricky, don't. Bro, do you want oranges or not?
No.
Wait, what are you doing?
What's happened, Tim?
Oh, mate, if the kids aren't killing it, then I don't know, I guess nature's killing it. not too sure. I probably haven't been able to give it give the plants as much TLC as they need. So yeah, there's a few plants dying, which is pretty sad. So
got a wee on them.
Ooh,
wee on them.
Is that a magic tree?
Well, certainly with citrus.
Yeah,
I mean, lemons
trees
and whatnot. Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, just make sure none of the neighbours are watching and go for it.
No worries, I'll give it a go.
Hey, mate. Obviously, you got the Hawks this weekend. Always a big game against Hawthorn. But for a 24-year-old, I mean, that's almost a veteran in modern sport. But Nick Reid, what a journey he's had for his debut.
Yeah. Oh, massive. What he's been able to do over the last couple of years, look like AFL was probably the furthest thing away from reality for him. So he's come a long way. It's going to be great to it's a great opportunity for him, and it's going to be great for his family to be a part of it, and everyone involved. They should be really proud of him because we definitely are. So rapt to be able to run out with him, and I reckon he's going to have a ripping game.
Okay, TK, Jeremy McGovern, is the big gov back?
I believe so, guys. Yeah, I believe so. I think he's been talking it up all week, saying he's good to go and whatnot. So, he trained really well yesterday. He's raring to go.
Yeah.
So, we welcome him back with open arms.
Yeah, well, it's been a hand injury, so we'll know on that first spoil if he's in pain.
Yeah.
Tim, how long have you got left here? I think you're heading off to the Gold Coast eventually.
Yeah, we've got we've got the Hawks this week here at Optus, and then the following week we've got GWS on Sunday as well. And then basically after that we're not too sure. So there's obviously talks that we're going to be heading back to Queensland. How that looks is still unsure. We understand it's going to be a condensed remainder of the season. So we're going to play probably 5 games in 4 weeks and could potentially be across 3 states as well. So, that's all good. We just got to adapt, and, it's going to be our second crack at Hub Life. So I think we'll be better prepared for it this time around.
Tim, we've had a message from the People's Republic of China, and they keep receiving items that your kids are sticking down a pipe in your backyard. What's going on with the mystery pipe?
Oh, to be honest, I'm actually not too sure what that pipe's doing there. I think it's an old pipe. It might have been used. There's a river that flows at the back of the property, and I believe somehow that pipe might be connected to it somehow, but it's old and... I actually need to sort of saw it off at the bottom and sort of put a cap on it and let some grass over top grow over the top of it, because the kids, my young one, Trey, especially, he anything honky nuts, there's probably toys down there. Who knows? If my phone goes missing, it's probably the first place
it'll be under pipe. Oh, you might have a really confused looking NBN guy there soon. Where'd the pipe go?
Yeah.
Hey, just speaking about the potential hub, mate, and heading away again, will you take the whole family? You all head along again?
Yeah, look, at this stage, I'm not really too sure. We're just going to wait to see. I think today there could be some news announced. But we'll wait and see. we're a really tight knit family, and I couldn't imagine. For us as a club, we're planning on being away for finals are over in Queensland. We're planning away for a long stint. So, I'd love to have the family with me, but I think we're just going to wait and see. I think the fixtures will get released today. Hopefully, it could be early next week. I'm not too sure, but we'll go from there once we know.
I think Tim, the orange tree might be glad if the kids go with you as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. It's hanging on by a thread at the moment.
Know the feeling.
But it's the only plant that's starting to grow that I've put down. So, hopefully it can survive.
All your hopes and dreams in one plant.
Tree.
Hey Tim, good luck. Good luck against the Hawks on the weekend, mate. Sunday at Optus Stadium, the fans will be very, very loud. All the best.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah, we're hoping to get some good advice on how to stop snoring because a lot of people do it.
So sorry for the people of Perth. We got hundreds of entries for Perth's best snorer. Yeah.
We did, and Kimber, we had a call before, didn't we, a few days ago that mentioned something. Oh, I can't remember now what it was.
Oh, this was Anthony. Yeah.
You tried the earplugs up Jennifer's nose. Does that help?
I've tried them everywhere, so nothing helps.
What about Finalist Girl? Uh-huh. Anthony from Thornley there. I'm trying to get Jennifer to stop snoring.
Stop snoring.
He may be a winner after eight.
He might be. People are desperate. They want to know how to stop the snoring. Shannon in Tapping, what have you tried?
I don't have snorers in my life, but I have read that.
I won't
pure
let
oil.
Them.
No, absolutely. pure oil, essential oil. Eucalyptus between the toe, big toe and the next toe.
Okay.
I've given two bottles of it to my friends and they have sworn that I'm their BFF forever now. They absolutely swear by it. And one of them ran out and was like desperately trying to get a new bottle. You can't just buy it on the shelf, obviously. It's got to be the pure stuff.
Sure.
Pure and not the cleaning stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But to rub it on both feet and Bob's your uncle.
Okay.
Eucalyptus oil.
Eucalyptus oil between the big toe and the next toe.
Yeah. On both feet.
God bless nature.
And Uncle Bob will stop snoring.
Yeah, wow.
So it can't be just the cleaning stuff that gets sticky stickers off things, right?
No,
okay.
No, pure. No. Absolutely. It's got to be the pure stuff.
It's got to be drained from a koala's pancreas.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, that's how they make it.
Yeah. Hey, Shannon, thanks for calling out. You're a pretty handy person. And this is pretty cool. How'd you like $100 worth of free fuel from Autobusters?
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
People,
that's awesome.
Don't say no, so well done. Enjoy.
Good on you, Shannon. Everyone's going to try that. Because you would try anything.
Yes.
Oh, that could be a community service announcement.
Yeah, Alison's in South Perth. Alison, what's your cure to fix snoring?
Hi guys, how are you going?
Good.
My husband's not a massive snorer, but when he drinks red wine, he snores. So he actually gave me the advice to whistle. And I'm not a very good whistler, but it does work. So,
what do you mean? Like you just wake him up with a whistle?
I just do a bit of a... I can't even do it. Just a little bit of a whistle and it's enough for him to snort and wake up.
Okay.
Or just to turn over. So... No, seriously, it does work.
Well, I think
if you
get one of...
If you do a wolf whistle, it'd probably be even better.
Well, I was going to say, if you get one of those umpire referee whistles, that will really wake them up.
Right, easy.
I'll stop snoring. Don't worry about that.
And the whole household.
Yeah, of course.
I love that he has you convinced that, I wake up to this really gentle whistle, Alison. It's just the way of saying, stop elbowing me in the gut.
Yeah.
Actually, you're probably right, because I do that first and then
the whistle's more subtle.
It's a very gentle whistle.
Well, he knows I can't whistle very well, but the elbow's really tough.
Hey, Alison, it's free. It is Free Fuel Friday. You get $100 worth of free fuel for giving us a call this morning. Thanks to Automasters.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Alison.
Drive safe.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Perth's best snorer with Claresy, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
It's driving me mad.
Been a journey of about 3 weeks to discover and uncover Perth's best snorers, and this morning it's a big day.
Well, I think it's been a journey of about 40 years for a lot of people who sent in snoring videos and audio of their partners that they've been living with for many, many years, and it's awful.
Yes, it is, and we had to whittle it down to the four most awful, which we have done, and should we run through those sounds?
I think we need to go through them, and the first one was Jasmine from Southern River nominating a sister Candace's puppy, Max.
Mm-hmm. Love it, like a cartoon. Okay.
What a gem.
Then we had Anthony from Thornley, who nominated his beautiful partner, Jennifer. Oh, yes, Jen.
Oh, no, it gets worse.
Oh, Jen.
Oh, that was in stereo.
Oh, Jen.
Oh, who was next, KC?
Oh, goodness. Elizabeth from Waikiki, who said, you know who's a really bad snorer? My husband, Sebastian.
Hey!
Holy mackerel.
Holy dooly.
Oh, it's a real open mouther, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we had Rachel from Margaret River nominating her husband, Elky.
Oh,
whoa.
Yuck. That one sounds like snot.
Ooh. Sounds like trouble to me.
There's a little bit of everything going on in there. Of course, there comes a point when you have to pick a winner for Perth's Best Snorer.
Well,
there is.
We got all your votes together. Everyone voted at mix.com.au and the winner has arrived.
It has. This is for this incredible prize. $3,000 worth of value, including three nights in a luxe new room at Crown Metropole.
Yeah, $500 Crown gift card, $650 Crown gift card to spend at the spas. Do I keep going?
No, let's wait till we get them on the line. The winner is...
Yeah, the winner is... Go, Kimber.
Rachel from Margaret River.
With Elky.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Rachel, your husband, yes. Elky, with the worst snore in Perth.
Ah, finally. The redemption for all those years, hey?
Well, I don't know if is congratulations the right word or commiserations.
Well, what a relief.
Yes.
Well, at least there's been some payoff.
Rachel, how long have you been living with Elky's snore?
Like 22 years.
Oh, my goodness. It's a beauty.
It's always been so bad. Yeah, it is a beauty.
Rachel, we've got Elky on the line. Elky the snorer. Hello, Elky.
G'day, Elky.
Good morning, guys. Mate, how are you?
How do you feel? Perth best snorer. Well done.
Embarrassed.
Oh, no, don't be, mate. Dr. Dre's on the line. He wants to record that for his next bass trip.
Oh, I'm famous. Hi, hon.
Oh, Elky, you must be a lovely man because you're a hideous snorer. That is a real corker you've got going on.
I've just got a special wife.
Beautiful.
Well, look, Rachel, I don't know if you want to take Elky along to this, but we'll cover your prize again. You have won three nights in a luxe view room at Crown Metropole, $500 Crown gift card to spend at Crown restaurants and bars, $650 of Crown gift card to spend at the Crown Spa.
Don't forget the bathrobes.
You get the bathrobes.
Yay!
So two Crown Metropole bathrobes valued at $120 each.
Yeah, and two Crown Hotel feather pillows, king feather pillows valued at $225 each.
That might stop the snoring.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
That's so amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Rachel, are you going to take Elky on?
Yes,
your,
what's going on?
You could have three beautiful, peaceful nights and go to the spa and enjoy the dinners.
Oh, look, he does so well working so hard, so I guess I'll have to, but...
Oh,
wow. Elky, how do you feel? Be honest.
He did wake me up at 4 o'clock. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I'm ecstatic. Thank you so much, guys. It's awesome.
The people of Perth have spoken, guys, and they value that sound.
Oh, that's epic.
So much.
Okay, I think it called, the moment of celebration calls for an encore performance from Elky right here.
Hey!
Oh! Hey, dude! Block it up.
Thanks, Rach.
Enjoy that, guys.
Congratulations, you guys. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Have a nice day.
Happy winners there. I've got to stop that.
Full of.
Best snorer here at Mix 94.5.
Well played.
Yeah, escape your snoring partner and unwind with the ultimate staycation at Crown. Clearsy, Matt and Kimber. Arj Barker, the comedian, is donating 100% of profits from his online special, which is tomorrow night, We Need to Talk, to Beyond Blue.
Brilliant stuff.
So you can buy some tickets for tomorrow night's gig at alist.com.au. Arj Barker, good morning, mate. How you doing?
I'm terrific, thanks. Yeah, I'm just doing a ton of interviews.
Yeah.
To let people know about my streaming event this Saturday night, tomorrow night, my brand new comedy special. So I want to let everyone know about that.
Arj, it's called We Need to Talk. That's been my opening line to every ex-boyfriend I've ever had.
Oh, dear.
Is it based around that or is it just about opening up and sharing your feelings?
I think it's more about like, we need to talk like as a, culture, as a society, you know, that's really where, but it was meant to sort of harken back to when your partner is about to dump you.
Yep.
But, it's actually the special that we taped. It's based on the live tour that I toured for about a year around the country. And then when I decided it was nearly perfect, I filmed it in front of a live audience, about 1,000 people, luckily before lockdown, and really came out really nicely. So now we're airing it on the internet so everybody can watch it. But the really exciting thing is that I've decided to make it a benefit for Beyond Blue. Brilliant. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's going to support this great organization, which is supporting people with depression and anxiety. And now more than ever, that's important.
Yeah.
You're a good man. As you say, 100% of the profit's going to Beyond Blue. But you do say yourself that chicks dig philanthropy. So are you doing this to pick up?
Well, not especially, but I will admit that it does make it feel good to do a nice thing.
It
so
does.
Therefore, you can't say that maybe altruistic isn't entirely altruism, because it feels great to try to help. I mean, it's not going to fix the world's problems, but right now people need to help each other. You know, it's a tough time for everybody.
No, it's good, man. You're a benevolent soul. I'm just looking at your Instagram right now, man, and that green Norfolk parakeet is a beautiful bird, isn't it? You get some great photos on there.
Yeah, thanks. It's a parrot, not a parakeet, but
yeah, Claire, you idiot.
Well, Arj put on parakeet. What am I going to do?
Just go by this.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. I'll have to have a look at that.
Should we let you two sort it out?
Yeah, Maddie.
That's a very rare bird, actually. They said there's only a couple hundred of those guys.
Wow.
Live on Norfolk Island. So it wasn't the best photo, but it was it was the best photo I got of that guy. Every day that I was there, I was doing a gig and I would go into the rainforest hunting that guy with my camera.
Beautiful bird.
Finally got him.
Your Instagram is very beautiful, Arj. Are you taking all those photos yourself, full of valleys? And it's not just chicks in bikinis, which is what I thought Instagram was full of, and that's why I'm not on there yet.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I took all the photos myself. It's sort of a hobby of mine, photography. So my favorite subject is probably nature, probably animals. But I haven't been able to get out and do much of that because I've been in lockdown, and which is okay because I got my dog. But I will say this. You know, you've been in lockdown too long when even your dog is like, I love you, man, but I just need some space.
Oh, no.
The
unconditional love is gone. So you're in Melbourne, yeah. Are you, bud?
It's like, just give me some time alone with my bone, man.
sort of man's best friend, yeah.
So you're in Melbourne, are you, Arj?
Yeah, correct. I'm in Melbourne. Yeah, I'm trying to hold it down with everyone out here.
Yeah.
So we're getting through it. I think our cases are dropping. And you guys have been like, man, you got one of the first states to really have very few cases, so congratulations. And I love WA, so as soon as I can, I'm coming back out there for live shows for sure. I can't get enough of it.
Might have to stay. And the other weird thing that makes the world even weirder today is the U.S. president thinks the water pressure is not high enough in America, as if he hasn't got bigger problems to deal with, Arj.
Yeah, well, I mean, I apologize for him, although I never voted for him.
Mm.
And he's a real tragedy for the whole world, so hopefully we'll get rid of him in a couple months. That's the plan.
Anything could happen. The world is in all states of disarray.
I know, it's true. I mean, once he got elected, that's when I realized that anything can happen. It's like, how the F did that happen? You know, it's like, it's unbelievable, but hopefully we'll get back on track, you know, before it's too late.
Well, man, you're fixing the world one joke at a time, and that's a really lovely gesture, so good on you.
Oh, that's okay, but this is nice for people because it's not just about supporting, because you're going to have a good time. It's a really awesome special. It's full, just chock full of fun jokes, and you pay for it, and then everyone in the house can watch it. It's just it's one price for the whole household or whoever you're with. And out there, I think you're even allowed to invite friends over. I can't even imagine what that
means. Oh, yeah, that is a bit bizarre. That's a bit of a West Aussie thing. Yeah. Hey, Arj, all the best, mate. Well done.
Have a great time out there. Thanks, everybody.
We need to talk the comedy special from Arj Barkey. You can see it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I just need to find some friends.
Get into it. Tickets at alist.com.au.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber.
The scent of something is very important.
Very.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I've got a very beautiful candle that's arrived on my desk that's a bachelor candle.
Oh, right. Smells like Lockie.
Smells like rose ceremonies.
Oh. Lovely.
Smells like disappointment and desperation, actually.
Yeah, you didn't get a rose.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of this sort of like celebrities releasing fragrances.
What's
and,
her name?
You know,
Gwyneth?
Yeah. Gwyneth's got a candle that smells like her vagina.
Yes,
and
right.
There's... how do you know that's a bad thing?
Just guessing.
But plenty of fragrances. Every celebrity has had a fragrance come out at some point.
Even Warnie the other day, SW23. And apparently he was very hands-on with that.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what's that? shove a bit more of that bergamot in. That's bloody beautiful.
Loves it.
Yeah, want to go with the leather accord in there as well and a bit of crisp apple.
He loves a woody undertone.
That's funny. You know, how do you get a perfume to capture you? Well, Victoria Bitters have jumped on board as well.
Victoria Bitter.
Bitter, sorry.
Bitter.
And they have launched their perfume, Thirst.
Oh, my hard-earned thirst needs a big, cold, the feel, the smell. Matter of fact, I've got it now. Thirst. A scent by VB.
Ooh, limited edition too, apparently.
It is. It's a fragrance that they say celebrates the satisfying moment of knockoff. The end of the day when you're going and you're going to have a beer with your friends.
I guarantee you drink 12 cans of anything and you'll smell like it.
Well, they're saying it's bitter citrus and icy aromas with a bold freshness of energy and sweet hoppy accents.
Oh, shove a bit more of that energiness in.
I mean, I feel like if I get a few things together on the weekend, get a few items together, a few ingredients.
Yeah.
I could create a perfume for us.
It's not going to be Old Spice sort of spice, is it?
No, I'll just have to get the essence of our show,
essence
of the three of us, and put it in a big old vat.
You will have to go through. I'm already in talks with Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dictinsky.
It's a great name. Yeah. Can you fit it on the bottle?
Smells of need. Neediness.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm going to do that over the weekend. I'm going to see if I can come up with a scent for us.
Okay.
A nice fragrance that we can own.
Just something you can dab behind the neck?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll work on it for us. We'll see where we go.
Okay. Beautiful. Looking forward to that.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
I think you're right, Matty. We lost Polly a year ago. We'll make it the Graham Farm Freeway.
Did we really? Ah, wow. Well, look, it's one of life's great conundrums because there is surely nothing better on a cold winter's day, and you've just said, Claresy, there's going to be some cold weather coming in.
True. Mm-hmm.
To get into the shower, turn it on hot, 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 full bore. But then comes the guilt of wasting one of our most precious resources.
I'm singing in the shower, turn the water power up so I get a lot of steam.
Mm.
A little bit lather, hell, it doesn't matter, I didn't come here to get clean.
Standing for a while, shout against the tile. Now, yeehaw. I've got a question for you, well, for both of you, but Kimber, I'm thinking you might know this.
Mm-hmm.
Does different water pressure have any effect on your hair?
Yeah.
Does?
Well, the difference between hard water and soft water, for sure.
Okay.
Like, so if you go travel, like when I'm in Melbourne,
yes,
the water is not as hard as the water in Perth, and my hair is glamorous and shiny. And
really?
Here in Perth, it is lank and rubbish.
But you're talking about the type of water as opposed to the pressure, right?
Yeah, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah, they're all soft on the East Coast anyway. Well, one of the most iconic hairdos in the world thinks that it does matter. The leader of the free world, Donald Trump, is attempting to have laws changed to allow better water flow through the shower head because it's just not working on his weird tobacco-coloured quiff.
So shower heads, you take a shower, the water doesn't come out. You want to wash your hands, the water doesn't come out. So what do? You just stand there longer or you take a shower longer? Because my hair, I don't know about you, but it has to be perfect. Perfect.
Now, I don't mind the gag there. You know, he's taking the mickey out of himself. But so under 1992, a law was passed saying that showerheads in the US are not allowed to produce more than 9.5 litres of water per minute.
Right, yep.
And the current administration would like that changed because Donald has decided it's not enough water pressure for his hair.
Get rid of the restrictors.
Not so eco there from the man himself.
No. And, of course, everyone from, you know, conservation groups to all are going, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like in Australia, we ran a whole campaign where trade in your shower head and we'll give you a new water-saving shower head for free.
Well, and we know about drought in this country. California's had some terrible droughts. They were even experimenting with putting black beads on the lakes to try and stop evaporation.
You know,
they're in big, big trouble.
That's why they're trying to take the salt out of the seawater, see what we can do there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they're saying, look, you know, if the president needs help finding a good shower, we can point him to some great consumer websites that help you identify. I'd love to see the Donald at a bathroom, appliance
store. There's no way that hair is going in the shower.
No.
That's being washed in a basin by hand.
It's dry cleaning
of
only.
Of course it
You're
is.
You're probably right.
You've been listening to a Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up. For ABC Blind, stay in, style up, sale on now.